Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us rent some people for a whole day. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
It's your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, yeah, we're bringing us power through unity. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Troubles, troubles come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your
remember it off the top of my head, 615-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Or, once again, 215-383-5863. All right, so that's the live calling number. Once again, my name is L.A. Davis, and Viata Robinson, your regular hostess, should be here within about a second hour, I believe. So she asked me to stand in for, and I believe we run commercials during this program as well. So let me get organized for that. On that note, we shall be back in about 2 or 3 minutes.
And has let us run some people for a whole guy. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It's your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Hey. Oh, yeah,
we're bringing us power through unity.
Hey.
Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Tribal come alive.
For those of you who are listening, I guess there's two of them, but the first one is 215-383-5863. That's 215-383-5863 or 505-903. You know what? I had it right. But it's for soul purpose, not soul purpose healing, but a female solution. I think it's 515. You know, hold on, I got to dial it on my phone because I'm used to dialing it on a landline phone. You know what? I'll get it when I get that straight. In any event, so we got a very exciting second hour, but we're going to be doing some things during this first hour. And we'll, you know what? We can do some trending topics until we get to our main guest. And the number to call for that is 215-383-5863. One of the trending topics, which might have died off by now, is what happened at the Oscars 2 weeks ago. So if you haven't got that completely out of your system, you can give us a call and give us your thoughts on that. Meanwhile, let me go to 323. This is a guest that we'll have on for the second hour when Viata Robinson will probably be here. Well, it's evening everywhere we are. So, good evening. How are you?
Greetings. I'm so grateful to be here. This is Nikki Morgan, and I am an intimate alchemist. I am a clinical sexologist for the last 18 years, and one of my specialties is touchless orgasm, and specifically dealing with sexual energy to access our oneness, as well as move trauma and enlighten and expand our senses. And I'm very excited to be here. Thank you so much for welcoming. I'm looking forward to our second hour and this first one. I'll be joining everyone with some of my colleagues, and we're going to be talking about a very special gather that we're having called Interdimensional Journey. And when we were with Viata last week, we mentioned that we would be active this week. However, now we can no longer take any more attendees for this week. However, we can and have opened up another date from May 24th through May 28th. So while we are waiting and while we're enjoying this first hour, I encourage you to go to bit.ly/sacredjourneytickets, and you'll be able to find out more about this event. Once again, that is bit.ly/sacredjourneytickets. And otherwise, we have some very orgasmic things to discuss later on, and
well,
how that.
Now you've got
happening.
My attention. Touchless orgasms, okay? Could you, no pun intended, give us a little teaser? Define that.
Well, first you have to kind of understand what orgasm is, and orgasm is surrender. It is. So when we think about, you know, those moments where you're like, oh, it's coming, you know, and you have those moments, for you to be able to surrender your whole body, surrender yourself to your pleasure, that is the orgasms that we're talking about. So when you understand that orgasm is surrender, what happens is it shuts down your prefrontal cortex. That's where your identity is. That's where your human identity lies.
Okay.
And so when that happens, it opens up your infinite. You're able to observe your infinite. That's why it feels so good. That's why it feels so amazing, because it's a reconciling between what you perceive as limited in your body, and it's like, oh, I'm infinite. So what I do with Touchless Orgasm is cultivate that same life force energy, and we open that up to the body, and it tells the cells in your body that, hey, I'm infinite, and so it feels amazing. And it also moves like old trauma and things that that may be limiting in your day-to-day as well.
Well,
but I can certainly make it sound sexier.
Well, hey, you got my attention all the way. I, All right, anybody listening, make sure you get your pens, papers, whatever recording device that you have. Of course, all of these Soul Purpose Healing live streams are recorded and archived. And this is one that I'm going to play back. You haven't even got there yet, but I'm definitely going to be you got my attention all the way. All right. Well, we – now, Mickey, what now? Mickey Moore?
Nikki with an N. Nikki Morgan, N-I-K-K-I. Mm-hmm.
Nikki, you know what? Now, since we're talking – you'll be talking about this orgasmic stuff in the second hour. I'm going to relate that to one of my favorite artists of all time, Prince. Darling Nikki.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I wish she had it in her library, and I don't have enough time to queue it up for this show, but I will not forget Darling Nikki. All right, I won't forget that name.
Yes.
All right, so people, look.
Yes.
We're going to do some trending topics, whatever you guys want to talk about for the next 45 minutes or so. And then the second hour, we're going to get into, well, sex. Well, part of sex, which, you know, orgasmic.
Not just sex. Sex and spirituality and indigenous
sex
medicine.
Sex and spirituality.
And all of it, yes. Life-changing.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right, I had to get out of my man shallowness. Okay. But I had to raise my vibration on that. All right, on that note,
exactly.
Thank you, Nikki. Darling Nikki, if you don't mind me calling you that. I'd like to add to related to that Purple Rain album. And that was, Darling Nikki, that was on the first side, the last cut. Because I was a big Prince fan. I went to see him about 5 or 6 times when he was alive. And the last tour I saw was the Purple Rain tour, and he did perform that on stage. In any event, Nikki, as well as the rest of the Soul Purpose Healing people, look, we'll be back in a few minutes after we play some music.
It's Nikki E on the beat.
Hey, this one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. You gon' make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. Oh yeah, make you ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta hey. Make you dance yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta hey. Make you dance yeah, 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 yeah. This one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. You gon' make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. This is for people with talaka. Hey, people with talaka. Hey, yeah, nandi walanya. Hey, nandi kalanya. It gon' make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It gon' make you feel nice. Oh yeah, let's go to Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania. Togo, Cameroon, Niger, Ghana, South and Sudan. Oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make it up, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make it up, yeah, 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 yeah. One sara sara le, two sara sara le. Make it up, yeah, 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 yeah. Two sara sara le, mama Africa, sara sara le. Make it up, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this one na die, yo. If you dey dance am easy, make you no fight, oh. Hey, you go forget your sorrow. Makachuku, you go buy and play for your moto, oh. Hey, hey, this one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. You go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. This is for people with talaka. Hey, people with talaka. Hey, yeah, nandi walanya. Hey, nandi kalanya. It gon' make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It gon' make you feel Niger. Oh yeah, let's go to Zambia, Uganda, South Africa, Togo, Cameroon, Burundi, also Benin Republic. Hey, oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. One letter,
sarale, o sara sarale, make it just yeah, o sara sarale, mama Africa sara sarale, make it just yeah, imane me koko sara sarale, bebo mama sara sarale, make it just yeah, ukona sara sarale, ibonine sara sarale, make it just
understanding the three states of consciousness, 3D, 4D, and 5D. There is no doubt that other dimensions or realms exist in this universe. You may have seen them yourself through your dreams or through astral travel. You may have felt the experience of déjà vu or simply felt through a meditation that there is so much more to what we can comprehend. Just like we have different dimensions in this universe, we also have different dimensional states of consciousness. These dimensions available to us on Earth are referred to as 3D, 4D, and 5D. These dimensions are not actual places, but rather they are states of consciousness. Here on Earth, we are all living life in either 3D, 4D, 5D, or a combination of all three. In fact, it is most likely that majority of people on Earth are moving back and forth across two or three of these dimensional states of consciousness, depending on where they are in their lives. Even though we are all living on the same planet and are surrounded by the same world, our perception of it will be different depending on which state of consciousness we are choosing to see things at. Those perceiving things from a 3D state are going to walk through life much differently to someone perceiving things in a 5D state. If you are curious what dimensional state your consciousness is at, here is a brief explanation of each. Living from a 3D state. 3D consciousness is viewing things from a purely physical state. You are seen as an individual that is separate from others. Life feels like the survival of the fittest, and you are identified by the way you look, the job you have, the car you drive, and the people you surround yourself with. You feel fearful about missing out or not having enough. Things are perceived as being good or bad, and life is a competition. There is not enough for everyone, and some people have to miss out. Fulfillment is found in making money and social status. Your thoughts have no power over your reality, and what comes your way in life is simply a coincidence. You rely on your five senses to move through the world. There is a lot of joy in living life from the 3D state, but pain and deeper emotions can be difficult to manage. In a 3D state, there is no desire to go within or to look at things from a deeper standpoint. Life is played out by skimming the surface. There is no desire to dig deeper to understand the deeper meaning behind things. Living from a 4D state. Many people believe that the fourth dimensional state acts like a gateway to the fifth. When in 4D, it is easy to travel back to a 3D state. However, this jump in consciousness is much more difficult when you reach a 5D state. 4D consciousness begins to awaken to the idea that we are all connected and that there is more to life than meets the eye. Thoughts are powerful and can shift the way reality is perceived. Duality and the idea of good and bad is still experienced, but there is more compassion and understanding behind it. There is an opening to the importance of diet, meditation, and leading a healthy lifestyle. What you put into your body becomes important, and there is a desire to pay attention to how your actions affect the environment of those around you. There is a strong desire to find your purpose and to follow your passions. You understand that life is meant to be enjoyed and that you are worthy to live the life of your dreams. You perceive the world through six senses and your intuition starts to grow and expand. You seek a deeper meaning to life and you can start to see the synchronicity, the magic of the universe. Living from a 5D state. Once you reach a 5D state of consciousness, it is very difficult to go back to a 3D state. From this level of consciousness, you begin to understand that we are all one and we are all connected. Life becomes an adventure of growth, and there is no such thing as good or bad. There is a higher purpose for all things, and every experience holds meaning. There are stronger feelings of love and connectedness with others, the planet, and even the galaxies around us. Love and compassion reign supreme, and there is a lack of judgment. You understand that everyone is just on their own journey. Everyone is considered to be equal, and there is a desire to live from a place of pure authenticity. You understand that your purpose is to live your truth and to seek the joy. From this state, you know that there is no competition and there is enough in the universe for everyone. You feel overwhelming emotions of love and compassion for life, Mother Earth, and the stars. Your intuition is extremely strong and you feel connected to angelic beings. It is important to remember that these states of consciousness are not better or worse than the other. Every soul on this earth has their own journey to walk and their own reasons for choosing which dimensional state to live from. Even higher states of consciousness. What is more interesting than these dimensional states are the ones that come next. There are higher states of consciousness, but these are believed to be only accessible after we have left our physical bodies. It is possible, however, to access these states through meditation, our dreams, and even with certain herbs/plant medicines. In higher states of consciousness, there are three key differences: perception of time, power of thoughts, feelings of oneness. It is believed that in 60 and 70, our thoughts are so powerful that all we have to do is think about a location and we can travel to it. Without a physical body, in these states, we can fly wherever we want, as fast as we want. And we have a very strong understanding of unity consciousness. Time is not linear and cannot be measured. Instead, time feels endless. There is no fear in these states of being, and everything is perceived from a place of pure, unconditional love. In higher states like 8D, 9D, and 10D, it is believed that we are able to return our energy to the source, merge with others in our soul group, and travel to different galaxies. In these higher states, we can also reincarnate either back to Earth or other star systems. The soul can also choose to continue moving up to higher levels of consciousness. Written by Tanaz, read by Receiving Love on YouTube.
All right, you're listening to Soul Purpose Healing, and I'm not Beata, if you can tell by my voice. Totally different voices, but Beata Robinson will be in here by the second hour, and we're doing trending topics, anything that you guys want to talk about in the vein of Soul Purpose Healing. For the second hour, you're in for a real treat. Which I don't want to steal any thunder from that. The call-in number is 215-383-5863. That's 215-383-5863. And you can also call in on 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Call on any one of those numbers if... you got any trending topics that you want to put out here for the next 25 to 30 minutes? Because in the second, and after that, we'll have a special guest on. And the artist should be here by then. My name's L.A. Davis. I'm one of her blog talk, compatriots. I do my program called It's My House. Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we talk about everything on that. And incidentally, we occasionally talk about houses, but in programs like that. But in any event, that's Monday through Friday. In any event, tonight, medicine, birthing, housing, and more in nature, That's the title that Viata has. But you know what? For the second half, I'm not going to change it in the program description. But if you want to improve your, I'm going to just say health. I'm going to just use that word health. If you want to improve your health, you need to stay tuned for the second half of this live stream tonight. Have pen and paper, whatever your favorite recording device is, you want to record this live stream. Trust me on this one. I know I will be. In any event, 312 area code, your mic is open.
Yes, good evening, L.A. It's Naira.
Good
yes,
to hear your voice.
Yes, great to hear yours as well.
I'm usually knocked out by this time of night, or I'm binge watching.
Oh, really?
But I do listen occasionally.
Well, that's good to know.
To this live stream. You're right. Anyway.
Yes,
well,
you know.
You have commercials that you usually run during this live stream?
Yes, yeah. We can take a commercial break, and then I got a couple of things that I wanted to mention. But we can take a quick commercial break, and since you've got my mic open, I'll play a few, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Okay, well, we're here with Soul Purpose Healing, and your regular host is Viata Robinson. She is... Well, too soon. Naima, you want to run that back?
Sorry, okay. We're back now.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, in any event, Naima, Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, one of the things that I was going to bring up, because I know that Liana's talked a bit about the housing situation that she is now in and that you have been advocating, and the fact that a lot of people are needing to really change their lifestyle to one that is more under their control. And then even in the birthing situation, I was just talking to someone who had spoken of all these things that we do now that cost a lot of money and people can't afford, and you have to bring in all these other entities, everything from giving birth, which is not a hospital procedure, it's a natural thing, to building a house, which doesn't require, you know, a mortgage and all of the, you know, the credit and banking and everything. You know, the lifestyles that we are living now have made it so that people can't afford to live. And if people just change their perspective and think in terms of how can I live so that everything I do is under my control, then we can eliminate, I would say, 90% of the stress of living that we have created by allowing other people to take control over things that we really should be doing ourselves.
Yeah, true. I agree. And Beata,
you know, and I was speaking to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, she's done that with she moved out of a big house in Orlando and moved into a tiny house where she stayed in that for I saw it a couple of times, and I think it was like 160 square feet. So she lived in that for 5 years. Now she's renovating a shed or mother-in-law cottage or whatever. She's renovating that. I don't know. I think she's near completion
she's about complete with it. Yeah.
Right, and that's what, 300 and I think she told me 320 square feet. So that's still classified as a tiny house, but it's double the size of what she had before. But the thing is, she has no mortgage payments on it, and she doesn't pay rent.
Right. So, you know, I'm thinking of ways to change the thought process, even the values of this next generation, so that they don't end up living a life of debt and living unhappy, stressful lives because somebody sold them on the idea that you have to have all of these things in order to be considered successful. You have to have a car note that you're paying every month. You have to have a mortgage that you're paying every month. You have to have all this space that you have to use and pay high gas and electric costs. I'm wondering how we can go about teaching natural living to the next generation so they can look at ways to not repeat what we did, you know, to not have the 30-year mortgage and the 7-year car note and the student loan for classes that taught you nothing that you can take and use to create your own business, but you have to hope somebody hires you, and then when they don't, you still have to pay back a student loan when you could have learned a skill that could immediately empower you to start your own enterprise, you know.
Right.
I mean, all the things that we did in our generation that kept us living in debt and enslaved, they could learn from that and choose not to do it. You know, choose to have a house that they pay for cash and it's theirs. Buy a car, cash, it's paid for, it's theirs. learn all of the ways of energy production, whether it's wind power, solar power, whatever the case may be, that they are not paying exorbitant costs for heating and cooling, learn some basic natural food growing skills, employ a midwife for the birth of their children, have their children at home so they're not paying a high doctor bill and insurance costs and everything to bring life into the world. You know, everything that we've been we've allowed people to laugh at and call primitive and backwards are things that kept people independent. And, you know, and I'm thinking about what you said the other day on the show about your grandparents and how they didn't have all this so-called education, but they could take care of themselves. And we who have education can't take care of ourselves. So who's really educated and who's been miseducated?
Well, I think, and I'm glad you brought up that word, miseducated. The book by Carter G. Woodson, which was published in 1933, The Miseducation of the Negro, which can apply to anybody that lives in the Western world. I'm in my 60s, so I'm learning carpentry skills. And I went to private schools from second grade to 12th grade. I went to attend the private schools, graduated a four-year university on a scholarship, and then none of that academic training taught me anything I needed, you know, the basics, you know. So now my whole thing is essentially and you're doing some of it, you know, with your pandemic gardens, growing your own food, because that's a real fundamental of life. You know, learning how to feed yourself by either learning how to grow food and or catch it for those who are meat eaters. And then what the Amish and the Mennonites do, and you don't have to be Amish and the Mennonites, but just learn how to build your own house without using a bank or any type of regulated financial institution.
Right.
Essentially, using social capital, friends, family, and that type of thing, you, that's how you finance a house.
Right.
So.
And, you know, what's fascinating, when we started this whole pandemic farms project, learning all of these things that are growing right in the yard that we've been killing every year, and things like that used for medicinal things that, you know, I'm sure our grandparents knew, you know, and I'm thinking, how come we didn't know this? Why are we killing these things because they don't look like a blade of grass, when these are the things we could be using for free and actually having medicinal value and not paying the pharmacist, you know? It was amazing the ignorance that we have in our so-called education of things that our unschooled great-grandparents knew and were utilizing, and we didn't bother to learn because we thought it was, you know, something that only poor people did, and that's that old time stuff. So I'm learning more and more that we have been educated out of our intelligence over the generations. And like you say, you know, something as basic as carpentry, you know, I mean, I have a door that came off the hinges, and I had the hardest time because I thought, okay, well, I'll get one of the maybe the local guys to do this. I had the hardest time finding somebody in the neighborhood who could just, you know, put a door back on the hinge.
And
I thought, you know,
this used to be a thing.
You'd always have a local handyman who could do little things, but nobody learned those skills. And that's what's sad, is that it's not a thing that's taught in school, and people don't have, unfortunately, don't have fathers that know these things, you know, because they don't have fathers that are around. So it's a lot of things that are missing in this generation of college-educated people that are survival skills that we don't have, and it's crippled us. And so it would be intelligent for us to figure out what do you need to know to sustain yourself And every single skill, whether it's cooking a meal from scratch or building a house from scratch or repairing a car, you know, any of those things, that if you knew these things, you could live so much simpler. We should know these things. And if they're not going to be taught in our public schools, then we need to create, and we're in the process of doing it, creating online academies where we can learn it anyway. You know, and there's so many things you can learn from YouTube, but we need to create means to learn, even if these things aren't taught in the public school system, because there are survival skills that we should know and don't know.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, the online school, and because you're very innovative, Naima, and you're on 7 days a week some kind of way. So I used to listen to the Today Show, but I don't do it anymore. I think Beata popped in. Let me open up her mic real quick. 407, your mic is open.
Good evening, grand evening, I should say.
Hey, Beata, what did you get? You know, you're supposed to bring us that concert.
You know, it was so, yeah, right. I have it on video. I'll send it out to everyone who's interested. But it was very, very interesting, and the music was just enough to get me stimulated for the night. I've been using music for my partner. My partner is my music. So, I didn't have it. We were too much into the action. There's only three of the Jackson brothers were there: Jackie, Tito, and Marlon. And then, they had two backup singers, one from the UK and one from Tennessee. The guy from the UK sounded like Michael Jackson, so they balanced it all out.
Okay.
They balanced it all out really well and performed enough so we were, and it was a half hour late because for technical difficulties, and they had media presentation in the background with the mother and some old history videos, Ed Sullivan Show, and so.
Oh wow, they were way
really
back.
Nice. Yeah, so thank you, L.A., for filling in, and Naima, as always, our executive producer. And I'm curious to know, I haven't been listening at all, but are we on the interdimensional journey tonight?
Not yet. We were waiting on you, but I did, one of your guests, Nikki, I call her darling Nikki. She came on at the beginning, so I know I'm ready to take notes right now on that health topic. I'll just leave it at that.
The touchless orgasm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's that's what you can have with music. I've learned that, and I don't know if Nikki touched on this, but she gave a beautiful presentation on Friday about the nine levels of sexuality and so much more. But I'm learning with music, the instruments, the drum vibrates with your reproductive organs, and every instrument pretty much mirrors some part of the body. So when you're, whether you're on the beach or whether you're listening to a concert, and harmony and an orchestra playing, it's vibrating with your inner organs. So that's kind of the interdimensional journey that we can all have individually, is getting in touch with our environment and resonating and vibrating. And I don't mean with a vibrator either. I'm talking about energy. remember, this is touchless. So it's like vibrating with your environment and your consciousness about what stimulates you in your environment. And for me, it's music right now. I've just been filled and overwhelmed with so much beautiful harmony and music that's been my stimulation, my partner. And music is my number one love anyway. So how many of us have something in our environment that stimulates us and mirrors the organs inside of us. For instance, if you like to play the flute, or I know L.A. and I had the conversation about he likes to listen to music that has, was it, what did you say? You have, like to listen to music that has instruments playing, not just singing. Is that what it was,
well,
L.A.?
I like music based on my mood, but if I'm going to go to a concert like you went to tonight, I like to go see a band. I came up in the 70s, 80s. So if I'm, you know, it's got to be Funkadelic, Van Halen, Grand Funk Railroad, somebody, a band playing real instruments. I don't like boy bands. You know, boys and men, no, they don't play anything, so.
So, but here's the thing, L.A., you don't have singers up there on the stage that don't have instruments backing them up. Like tonight, the Jacksons had a bass guitar player, a regular guitar player, and who was actually, I think, a football player. He was huge. A drummer and a piano player. So when you have those instruments, just say for you, L.A., what do those instruments do for you? Even if it's, I mean, they're in the background, yes, but those guys singing up front, they wouldn't sound too great without, unless they had some amazing a cappella voices, right? Those voices mm-hmm. might do enough for you, but what do those instruments do for you? And this is a question for everybody. Just in terms of music, because I've been so engulfed with it and surrounded by it and swimming in it, what does music do for your body, your mind, and your soul? What do those instruments do?
I don't know if I get that deep with it, but it's a motivator, or it'll capture a mood if I'm into it. But, Beata, you've got a couple of hands up in the studio audience. They've had them up for a while. They might want to chime in on this.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll bring up. You want a break first or what? Beata? Okay. Well, I don't know where she went.
Well,
but I'm
going to break from talking. I said I'm
okay. Naima, do you have to run a commercial?
No, we got about 8 more minutes. I was going to say something before you.
Sure.
Go to the caller, but I'll make it quick because I want to get to the callers. Because in the parenting class that we're doing online, Parenting with Peace, the second session is on preparing for conception. And I really want to get into the vibration that people are into. And music is part of that because, and, you know, speaking of the whole interdimensional thing, you attract the soul that is on the same frequency as you are. And so in the act of conception, if you are playing like high vibration music, you know, loving kind of music, whether it's, you know, anything that soothes you, that lifts you up, that's the vibration that you have while you're in the act of love making. And that's what you want to create and deliberately preparing for conception. So I want to be able to teach that in a way that adults who are of childbearing age or child producing age, whether male or female, so they really understand the science of conception and the fact that music can put you in such a high vibration that the whole lovemaking experience is a highly spiritual experience. And so music can do that for you. And, you know, hey, if you put on Marvin Gaye or Barry White or whatever, but that's a good thing because it's going to bring you to that high vibration that you want to be in to conceive. So I want to be able to teach, and as Deanna is talking about, even the kinds of instruments that affect different parts of the body and all of that, so people understand conception is not by chance. Everything is very deliberate, even the kind of soul that comes to you as a result of the frequency of your vibration during your lovemaking. So that's one of the classes that we'll be having in the Parenting with Peace classes. It's basically how to prepare your vibration for conception and the use of music.
So look for it. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to our next caller here. 213, your mic is open.
Grand vibrations, can I be heard clearly?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, I'm enjoying the vibration from early on when Miss Nikki Morgan was on. Y'all was vibrating really high. I wish y'all would bring her back on. And I love the organic voices, and I reject those robotic voices and instrumentations where we use to educate each other. I wish we could have less of that and more organic vibes like we have here. Nevertheless, I'm calling on a good vibe. Y'all talking about something I have experience with. I want to briefly mention it and get out the way. I was involved for 10 years with building houses from the ground up, tiny houses. And I'll tell you what, it is orgasmic. It is very musical because I found out that my body is a musical instrument. You know, my spinal cord, my vocal cords, my eardrums, my heartbeat. And while I was building my house, I fell in love with myself because my creativity, I found I was making floors out of wine corks. You know, you go around the bars in your community and you say, can y'all save the wine corks from all the wine that y'all open? Which people gladly do because it's a way to get rid of them. And I gathered enough of those with a bunch of other people that was involved with this. And we made beautiful floors and walls with wine corks. We also take cedar limbs that fell out of a tree, other wood, hardwoods too. You cut little small rings out of the limb, you know, little rounds, like you would make a cup holder. And you inlay that into a desk, into a flat surface, and then you grout it, and then you have a fresh wood countertop, you know, and then you can put gemstones in between the grout and really make it bling. So I learned all this just by picking up things off the ground and inserting them into my home. I didn't pay for it. The only thing I paid for was the wiring. Of course, I didn't get no faulty wiring. I paid for all the wiring. Everything else was free. You can visit and see these photographs on Phoenix, like the Phoenix bird. Phoenix Commotion, like you make a noise, Commotion.
Man, Phoenix Commotion. I know that site. Ooh. I know that site. That's a good site, man. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Recycle Homes, Huntsville, Texas. I was involved with that for 10 years. The gentleman passed away recently, Mr. Dan Phillips.
Oh, he
and,
did?
Oh,
man, I'm sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
he passed away. Yeah. But at any rate, a great, great mind, a Gemini. Y'all talking about Prince and Purple Rain, a Gemini. And I will tell y'all that the colors purple and pink is hot right now because of Jada Pinkett from the Slap. Look up that pink jade and see how rare pink jade is, if y'all can get y'all some. And pink amethyst. So the part y'all bringing up Prince and the number two, y'all just keep on that. I love it. I'm looking forward to the two Nickies coming on, joining Brother Dooley. And y'all having a fire session already. I love y'all. Thank you for allowing me to speak. And yeah, y'all build your own stuff, man. Get out of the death called the mortgage. Get out of it. It's an engagement with death. That's what the word means. And I used to pick up dead bodies, so I know about that mortuary stuff. All right. Blessings.
Man, all right. Thank you, man. Naima, is it time for another spot? Okay.
Wow, I want to just say thank you, Eric. I didn't know you had all them cool skills. That's awesome. Wow. I should have had you here when I was renovating my shed, but, you know, I can still do some remodeling when you come to visit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we can take a break, and then you'll be ready to take the next caller. So we'll be right back.
And then Darling Nikki after that. Okay, Naima, you're running.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care, from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, Beata, are you there?
Yes, okay. I'm here.
Welcome. All right, good. I'm muting myself. All right, you got to call on 773 before Nikki comes on.
Okay, thank you. Oh, you're opening up the mic, right?
The National Reparations Referendum primarily for Moorish American descendants of chattel slavery stipulates, among other things, that doctors shall treat homelessness as a medical condition and thereby be allowed to prescribe decent housing as a remedy. I see homeless people in Chicago every day, and they are to be afforded decent housing. That should be the mandate. That is a health issue. And it was so offensive when, in the wake of this COVID-19 situation, they would tell people to go home. Well, homeless people have no home to go to. So that should necessitate that decent housing be afforded to them, be made available to them freely. With all of these vacant buildings, all of these boarded up bungalows, 1, 2, 3, 4 flat apartment buildings that are vacant under the mayoralty of Andrew Nelson Bay, that will be afforded to every single homeless person in Chicago territory. And that's my thought.
Thank you, Nelson. That, you know, I saw a video recently about homeless, or they don't like to be called homeless anymore, houseless. That's a deep issue because most of the home people who are living on the streets have mental issues and they're addicted to drugs. So I don't know if a reparations act is the solution, but I just, every time I see a homeless person, I just send love and light. And I think the interdimensional journey is more of the solution for homeless people than some reparations act, because then they're going to give them drugs because they, most of them have mental illness. That's my thought. But let's go to caller L.A. Thank you, Nelson, for that thought. But it's such a deep issue in my mind. Who's our next caller?
Well, our guest, our special guest is on next. I call her Darling Nikki. But
Darling Nikki. I'm sure Darling Nikki can give us some of her solutions for homelessness or being without a house and having mental illness and drug addiction. But Nikki, if Nikki's there, please speak up, Nikki.
Greetings. I'm here, and I just wanted it to be known that my colleagues who are also working with me in the interdimensional journey, Adara Mosley and Nikki Monty are also present. So I hope that you'll be able to find them in your queue as well.
Well, make sure they press one if they're in the studio.
Okay.
Press one, and then LA will open up their mic.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Got it. I just let them know.
What's your thoughts,
yes,
Nikki, on what he just said about homelessness?
You know, I know that we have been, we've been experiencing, in my personal journey, I've been witnessing homelessness in all these cities that I've been navigating, in San Francisco, and we've experienced it in Boston, and we're seeing it in New York, and it's all over the country. And I think it's a bigger issue that systematically that needs to be addressed. Our society's value system has to be shifted. And so there isn't really an opportunity for us to really take care of our homeless situation, because we don't take care of our elderly. we bypass our children in their own autonomy. So I do think that it's a larger issue, and I don't know if I am the person to speak on the resolution of it. However, my part and what I offer in our society is a clearing and an understanding of our oneness, and that oneness then can be applied to the solutions that we require for the vessels that are in the position to do that. I hope that makes sense. Are y'all there?
I could
give
you
some orgasmic breathing.
Sorry, I was muted because I'm driving, and then I'm trying to drive and answer LA's text.
Well, all right, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
And for the other person, do you know the area code of the other person that's supposed to raise their hand?
Yes, here, let me get it for you. One second.
Right.
I think what happened is they had a 404 number, and I'm just sharing with them the flyer.
Oh, yeah, that's
once
not
again.
On the board. Yeah, that's not on the board.
Yeah, I'm sharing with them the flyer once again, because I'm not sure they realize that we can just call that number right
okay.
there.
Okay,
somebody
with a 305 area code popped up. Could that be them?
Okay. I'm gonna tell you right now. We're so used to.
Pardon me. There's a 404 on our switchboard. Our switchboard. I can open up their mic.
So yes,
right.
The 305 would be Nikki, and the 404 would be Adara.
Oh, they disappeared. Maybe they're gonna call the other number because they just disappeared.
Okay.
So 305. Where did they pop off to?
We don't need to call out the whole number, but it's
359
is what you're looking at.
I got it. All right, I'm opening up that mic right now. I didn't know Viola was still
okay,
driving.
Okay, right. Perfect.
Okay,
and then 4042 is the other number.
And four, okay, I got them too. All right.
Perfect.
305,
yeah.
Your mic is open, and in 404, your mic is open.
Greetings.
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 Hey, Nikki Monty.
Good evening. Good evening.
Our sonic alchemist.
Yes, peace. I'm Nikki Monty. How's everyone this evening?
Great.
Hello, can you all hear me? I can hear you fine.
So now Nikki is our gong player, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Nikki, I thought about you, Nikki, tonight as I was listening to the Jacksons, that thing and their band, because one of the instruments was so loud. I don't know if it was the bass player or the guitar. I don't know. It was almost drowning out their voices, and I thought, you know, I just have to think about this as a gong. So I said, Nikki would be playing her gong right now, and I would be hearing more than the voices. So tell us about this instrument that you use to bring so much healing.
Sure. So what I do is called Sonic Alchemy, and I utilize many different tools, but the master tool that I use for transformation are the gongs. Primarily, they're Chinese gongs. I have wind gongs, or what we call feng gongs, which are the flat face ones that look like large cymbals. And then I have two that are flat face, but they have rims, so they hold sound a lot different, and they're more bassy. Actually, I have three of those, but two of them are very large, and one is about 24 inches, so I have four large gongs that range from 36 to 40 inches, which will blow somebody away. And then I have 14 Tibetan healing bowls, or Himalayan healing bowls, and they're made with 7 to 9 different metals that are alchemical, so they do offer immediate change within the cellular and spiritual bodies. And I also have crystal singing bowls, tuning forks, and drums, rattle, flute, things of that nature. So I utilize these tools to assist in the transformation of the self. So getting to know yourself, clearing old programming out, and all these different things to assist in the elevation and transmutation of us because of all the trauma and things that have been buried. So it helps you with your earth walk. And I call it the earth walk because our spirits are here in these bodies that are biocomputers that are running around here being programmed all the time, and these sounds bring you back to yourself and assist in you walking with your own purpose and not necessarily following the guise of those that are here creating the society and creating the functions that they want us to do. So it gets you back to your true self.
You know what? I just thought about something. What if you were riding in a truck through Skid Row doing that in the homeless communities? You think that would help?
I have no idea, but I know that if they had the opportunity to hear it, there would be a lot of things that would change because one point in my life I was homeless, and I was going through a lot of different things. I was actually homeless and pregnant and with my child, and there were some things that we would do in the shelter that pertained to singing and doing these different things. And sound was always something that was present, you know, within the space to assist those of us that were, you know, transmuting and going through these different things, because in homelessness, you meet all kinds of people, right? So there was domestic violence. There was, you know, all kinds of pregnancies and all kinds of stuff that was going on there. And it was actually around the holidays, so we used to gather and we used to sing and we used to speak before dinner because the offerings, you know, we would all cook and we would do stuff and we would be heavily involved in the shelter. And it was a wonderful opportunity to be inside rather than outside because when I was in Miami, there was a lot of homelessness, and there still is in all major cities.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If I had the opportunity to try that, I would. It's just these gongs are very heavy, and to get them out there and to place them somewhere and for everybody to be able to experience it in that fashion, that would be very productive that would be something that would have to be sorted out. But I serve the community here once a month. And sometimes I go out in the, you know, like an open space like downtown Atlanta or, you know, a park or something like that. And I'll just sit out there and I'll just start playing. I'll bring my stuff, I'll unload it, and then I'll just start playing. And people will just come and lay and relax. So I feel that, you know, just being out there in the community, it's very important. Because a lot of people don't even know what this offers and how it can assist the person. But when they experience it, they always have so many questions and they want more because they don't even know how effective this treatment is, you know, because we're all made of frequency. And it's being bioelectric computers that our bodies are run by the soul and the spirit, which is the energy that helps, you know, move us and animate us. You know, sound is so helpful. It's such a major thing. Even my voice is medicine because it is my voice. And it's assisting me and my body, especially in the tones that I use when I speak. So it's so important. So, yeah.
Do you ever, and I know we have another caller, I just have one more question for you. Do you ever get a chance to talk to some of the people sleeping in the parks and without a roof on the, over their head? And are you sensing anything shifting, or do you see the same type of energy that even when you were homeless?
No, you know what's interesting is that when I'm here in Atlanta, because I'm based in the greater Atlanta area, and what I've noticed is that the homeless people seem to be disappearing, and the people that are coming out or that are acting as homeless, it's actually a group of people, and they circulate. So it's like it's a serious business. It doesn't look like it used to, where people were laid out, couldn't get a shower. You know, these people have fresh clothes, fresh masks. Meals being delivered, bottled water, you know, nice clothes. Like I noticed because I look at shoes, I look at you know, the clothing and the, you know, the year, you know, the fashion and everything. And it's looking like a business. And the people that were really homeless, the tents and everything, you know, the city of Atlanta is preventing them from being real homeless populations, being in specific places. And I have no idea what that's about, but right before COVID hit, or covert, whatever, I used to work at a restaurant, and I used to deliver food from my restaurant because they'd have all these biscuits and all this cornbread and everything. And so I'd take it to them with, you know, jams and oils and things of that nature, and I just go and deliver it. None of those people are there anymore. None. I don't even know where they are.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's changed
part,
a lot.
You know what? That's part of the Twilight Zone. This whole last 2 years has had some weird shit happening. I'm sorry to say, but and I'm not sorry, but that's why the interdimensional journey is so important in my mind, because all this Twilight Zone act, we better wake up, because we could be, if not for the grace of the Creator, as they say, if we don't wake up, they coming after you. So, okay, next caller. Thank you, Nikki. That was beautiful.
Well,
thank you.
Anytime.
Four, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Hey. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Adara Mobile.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the third lady member of this thing. You know, we have a nice
wonderful
group of people. Yeah, we have a nice group of people. But I'm a tantric shaman. I do touches orgasm as well. I also do energy healing and activating the energy body for higher consciousness. And then I do, you know, love and sex coaching and those type of things.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name again.
Adara Moselle.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sister. I had seen your name. You weren't on Friday, but I had seen your name. So are you excited about this conference coming up this week? Because it is so – I don't even think people listening understand how important this conference is, especially in the Atlanta area, where there's been a lot of – I don't know if somebody can speak on the type of energy that's been hanging around Atlanta the lowdowns and all the things that I've heard about in Atlanta. And this it seems like this conference is going to break some of that energy up. How excited are you about not just the interdimensional journey, but in the spiritual overstanding, the bigger picture of what this could mean?
Oh, I'm super excited. Like, this is a precipice in my life, I feel like, you know, just the way we all came together and what it's representing for the future. In the conscious community, excuse me, my kids are around, but in the conscious community or the awakened community, oftentimes we have shunned or kind of denied the area of sensuality, sexuality, and not really understand the power of it. But I did want to say that the dates have switched. We're actually going to be doing it May 24th through 28th. So for those people who did not have a chance to get tickets, you have time, you know. So I'm very much looking forward to it. I have some beautiful things to offer. I'll be doing the bliss ceremony and also some tantric conversations with Nikki. Yep. And we're going to do some tantric bodywork demos, which is the name for the touchless orgasm stuff. So, and, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. My heart is very open about the whole thing. I'm looking forward to showing love to the community in a way that you haven't seen before. So it's lovely.
So what is your sense of what's happening in Atlanta spiritually? Because my sister lives in College Park, and when I visited her, I rarely went to the city, but I always heard lots of dark stories. You know, I'm sure all of you remember Eddie Long and all that drama that went on, and that was a big part of Atlanta, lowdown and all that. Has anyone seen a shift in that?
I'm from here. I was born and raised here.
Atmosphere in Atlanta. Oh, you were born and raised there.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Atlanta, so I've watched the city do some interesting things. But first, the reason why the energy is this way, like a sexual energy, Freaknik was here, all of these type of things, is because of where it's positioned on the planet. You know, there's an energetic signature here, just like in the Northeast, it's more financial type of things going on, more left brain type of things. You know, Florida has more booty-based music, more of a right-brained-ish kind of going with the flow type. It's, you know, different parts of the country have different vibes to it, and it's due to the locations of where it is and energetic ley lines and all that type of thing. So it will create and attract certain things. So with the energy being as it is, it's not discriminative of whether it brings good things or bad things. You know, that's how energy works in general. Like, if you raise your kundalini, it's not going to make you a better person. It's just going to make you more of what you are. So, right. So as people come here, you know, it's amplified. But at the same time, I'm not going to say black power, but we have the highest number of black entrepreneurs in Atlanta. You know.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of pro our stuff energy. You know, it's a place where if you have an idea, you can try it, and people will let you try it. You know, somebody would take a chance on you possibly compared to maybe New York. It might be a little harder to get your foot in the door here. You know, it's a vibe of possibility as well, but that leads to sexual possibility as well. You know, people are willing to try different things. And then after Katrina, so many people flooded here that kind of mixed with the vibe, you know. But Atlanta has some little dark, we have red light district that's pretty popular, you know. Even when I was young, I was talking to somebody online, like back on AOL days. They were telling me, like, oh, my brother said everybody in ATL is freaks. You know, I rode the bus down there, and next thing you know, he met a girl, and damn, you know. So it's a thing. It's radiating out the land, honestly. So I don't know if it would change. The consciousness level of the city has dropped, in my opinion. You know, we attract a lot of people that are interested in this, but the self-work sometimes is not there, or the actualization of the plan is not there. So, like the West End, where H.R.A.P. Brown was, and the Shrine of Black Madonna, and all of those type of things, like Cassidy's Raw Reality, all of those places are there. But the surrounding area, like you said, homelessness, dirty, low vibration, people down on their luck, down outlook, but it's right down the street from Spelman and Morehouse, in Clark and Lanham, like literally right down that street, you know. So, I don't know what will change, if it needs to change, or if we just have to find our lane within it, just as we do in all things.
Okay, you said something that I gotta get some clarity or and their revelation. Kundalini, you said when you raise the Kundalini energy, it just, did you say it just reveals who you are? Because I spent a year and a half in an ashram where they taught Kundalini yoga for over 30 years in this ashram.
Mm-hmm.
But it closed down with COVID. So I was in this ashram kind of maintaining and with the administrator, a woman who had worked there for almost 40 years. She and I were just maintaining, hoping they would reopen. Never happened. But I learned a lot about Kundalini yoga, and it kind of touches on what you said, is that all these people practicing Kundalini yoga, they had a lot of baggage they didn't get rid of.
Exactly. It's voltage, you know. It's like instead of using your wall or your house power, you hook it up to Georgia power and the whole city grid. But wiring and all. You understand like the concept? So, yeah, people have to do the self-work with it because that's the thing about the tantra work. So it raises the Kundalini quickly. You know, that's where the touchless orgasms come from. That's arising the Kundalini, you know. But also with it, you have to do the shadow work because it's going to raise things up. If not, you'll have sexual issues like taking advantage of people. Or this is why you see it so much as spiritual teachers, right? Because they never deal with that part. If you don't master your sexuality, you become a slave to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sexual energy turns into spiritual energy. So very spiritual people have a lot of sexual energy, you know. That's why they have to go live by themselves, you know. That's why they go out.
You're not kidding. In fact, one of the guys who started this Kundalini ashram where I was living, he turned out to be gay after two wives in this ashram. He had two wives in this ashram over a 30-some-year period, and then he finally came out the closet, and he's still with his partner, his male partner now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, what happened here?
Mm-hmm. The church that I went to, the head of that church was caught for pedophilia, having sex with the singers. One of the assistant pastors thought he was his nephew, was really his son. And it was like a whole thing. It was a whole thing, you know, right down the street from where Eddie Long's church was. You know, it's a thing, baby. It's a thing down here. And it's spirituality, period, but it is.
Yes, and what I wanted to add to that as well is that a lot of these cities down in the south that are on the 33rd degree parallel or, you know, latitude, they have a lot of things that happen there. So except I can't really recall anything in history that's happened in Phoenix, but you have Birmingham, you have Dallas, you have Charleston, South Carolina, and I know there's other cities along that line, but they're probably really small. But, you know, the number 33 is a master number. So there's a lot to learn and a lot to master. And what I've noticed being here since 1992, this is a place that I've constantly returned to. And there's always something that I'm learning. And this time that I'm here, I'm really stepping into my mastery because I decided to commit and it's made my walk here a lot easier. So I'm bearing witness to things that I have forced to be dormant because of me having to live life, have children, working, you know, doing all these different things. But the one thing that kept coming up is, you know, I'm not happy in this space. What am I doing when I have all of these skills? And then when everything shut down, I was able to actually hone in on the years and years of work in music production, DJing, working in different studios, things of that nature. And my partner is an engineer. He's been mixing and mastering for over like 12, 15 years. I don't even know because he's been doing it for so long and he's a young guy. But the thing is that there's so much that we were learning and that we were doing, but we were just in the act of doing and not in the act of being. And being here in Atlanta, finally, after all these years, since 1992, seeing Freaknik, seeing the Olympics and the things that were happening, coming back as an adult, working in different industries and things of that nature. When you set yourself up for success, when you commit to your purpose work, Atlanta can be a place where you can really thrive. And it's a hub for a lot of things, and then you can grow from here and expand because a lot of people are looking to Atlanta because of all the melanated population that's here. And they're watching us and waiting for us to do something because we're like what they call the Black Mecca. You know, there's a lot of us that are here, and there's endless possibilities for people such as ourselves. So I definitely agree to what Adara is saying, because I've seen a lot change coming back and forth from being a youth to being an adult, going to school, being married, having my first child. The medical system has changed. Travel, people's attitudes and things, it's not as hospitable as it used to be. You have to move outside of the city now to have, you know, more comfort. And, you know, it's just changed a lot, even the way people are, you know, and a lot of people that are here are transplants. So it changes the dynamic of what the city used to be. So, but it is on the 33rd degree parallel. So it says something for this. And it was always a hub. Atlanta was known as a hub. A lot of trains from all over the country came here. And the Aboriginal population, a lot of the Aboriginal people used to gather here from all the Southeast, because this was a hub. It was always a hub. So if you learn about the indigenous cultures, Atlanta was a very special place. St. Louis, parts of Ohio, South Carolina, Florida, we were very prosperous down here. So that energy still circulates. It's just what you choose to commit to.
Wow. I love that about the 33rd parallel, because I think Mama AZ has talked about that a lot, her being in Arizona and then Chicago connecting as well, and then Florida. We have seen this like triangle of energy moving and connecting. So when you talk about the 33rd parallel, it reminds me of just how powerful the energy has been from Florida to Arizona to Chicago and now Atlanta in there. But I just realized, Naima, did you have another commercial that you wanted to play? Is your mic still open?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll take another break and then we'll be right back.
Okay, you're not sleeping, are you?
No, I'm awake. We'll be right back in just
a moment.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And we're back. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm back home, but I don't have a studio right in front of me. But, L.A., do we have any other callers who have pressed 1 or Naima? Are there any callers who have pressed 1?
Well,
I did want to let you all know before you take your caller that Zelda wanted to make sure we knew that for her Monday show, congressional candidate Jonathan Jackson will be the guest. And he's running for a pretty big seat. Longtime Congressman Bobby Rush is retiring and not running for reelection. And so Jonathan Jackson, well, you know, he's had a good run. I think he's, 70, you know, something up there, 75 or plus. Anyway, he is not running for re-election, and Jonathan Jackson, who is the second oldest son of Reverend Jesse Jackson, is running for his seat. And so he's going to be on Zelda's show tomorrow to give us some insight as to what he plans to do as the next congressman of the 1st Congressional District. So that should be interesting. Should we tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern time? Yes.
Okay.
So let's see if anybody pressed 1 on our switchboard. If you are on our switchboard, 515-605-9325, and have something to say, please press 1 now. Don't wait till 2 minutes before the show because we will not be able to take your call at 2 minutes to the end of the show. And you won't be able to, or you have to do that, you have to talk real fast, like 30 seconds, which nobody can do that. So press 1 now if you have thoughts you'd like to share.
So I really want to thank everyone who's participated tonight. And I want to ask one more question. I'm looking at two transitions possibly in the last week. And I really want insight from the ladies, and if any brothers are on the line about, how do we help our brothers and sisters accept transitions, departure from the body, in your opinion? Because I see it's getting ready to happen. I feel a wave of transitions coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because of,
yeah.
Right, we just had a 90-year-old lady die. Another woman who took the jab. And then her husband died. She developed uterine cancer. She went to the hospital. They did chemo. Now they're putting her in hospice. I'm like, whoa, that was fast. So how do we help our brothers and sisters go through transitional period, I think, as we're going to see soon?
This is Nikki Morgan speaking. Part of my work is working as transition or death doula, and you know, the biggest thing for us that I find is to understand our primordial self-worth. Once we start to understand what we are, we can reframe what it is to transition out of these bodies. When we start to understand that these bodies are is not the end all, but that these bodies actually assist us in understanding and navigating our infinite. So that would be a basic understanding. And then the other is being able to also recognize how we utilize our emotions, okay, with being in acceptance of those emotions. So those are two things that they're very big things, but it allows us as we start to take smaller steps in understanding what we are and also how we work, it starts to open up more space for gratitude and celebration for the life that we have had and the experiences that we have had, rather than sitting in maybe guilt or shame or other aspects that that wouldn't keep us present in just love.
Yes, thank you, sister. And I think, you know, it's going to be an ongoing support that those of us who are conscious and understand this process of death and transition, we're going to have to just have a support hand, a hand of support, mind of support, a hug ready, you know, to help those who might have a difficult time with that. Anyone else have any input on that topic, transitioning and how we help our
brothers? Yes, actually. So, like I said, this is Don Moselle speaking. I'm a tantric shaman, like I mentioned before. So, what that is somebody who deals with the spirit world. So in the Christian world, we call it intercessor or things of that nature. You need people who do prophesying and all of those type of things to pray on people's behalf and whatnot. So I practice African spirituality. And I think one thing that is key or that is useful is if we were to go back to how we used to celebrate the transitioning, right? The ritual that takes place is not just a funeral. It's not just a wake. Like, it's a whole celebration, and after they pass, remembering them, the whole ancestor thing, the ancestry tree, all of those things, you see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to bring back to one of my partners is, instead of a Christmas tree, is an ancestor tree. Every light on that tree is one of your ancestors, and you're the star on top, right? So you're getting all these gifts from your ancestors, so you just keep paying homage to them, remembering them, teaching your kids about them, understanding their challenges in life and how it played a part in your life. You know, your DNA is still tied to them, all of those things. So it's not a thing that ends. If we see this as just a split between worlds, say hypothetically, maybe if we came into this world via birth, we died over there. You see what I'm saying? What if we're just switching back and forth? You know, like, we just have to frame the way we think about it differently in our African and indigenous heritage and all of those different things. Every other culture, except for us, because we had our culture, you know, fiddled with. But everybody venerates their ancestors, and they stay with them. So, you know, we miss them not being around physically to touch them. We hope they didn't go through any pain. We feel bad for them having to go the way they did if it was traumatic. But it's death itself should not be a sad, sad thing, you know?
Right,
that's just
right.
My thesis on it.
Thank you, sister. I mean, I look at it as a graduation, a reward, and so I think that's what we have to keep pushing and mentioning and teaching, the graduation part, the reward part, the spirituality part about it, all of that. And I have a comment here. I think we covered this, but Andrew Nelson was saying we must provide decent housing for the unhoused, unsheltered people, lest they be disappearing and have their body parts harvested by evildoers upon murdering them. Please mention this. Okay, I think my sister from Atlanta touched on this, how things have changed. They are disappearing. And so all in my mind, when I see we must do something, no, we must not do anything. We must just be, in my opinion, because this guy calls it masturbating, is not what our energy should be about, must do this, must do that, but just be your light, be doing your assignment, if once you're conscious and aware of what you're here to do, just be doing that. But we can't go around saying this must be done, this must be done. So thank you, Andrew, for that comment. But I think if we all just be the light that we came here to be, that's part of the solution, instead of being caught up in the matrix of the media, the government, and all this big pharma mafia activity. So we're going to ask, I think it's Nikki, someone is saying we didn't cover the big O, the touchless orgasm. I came in at the 9 o'clock hour. Did we not touch on the touchless orgasm part? Can we go into that for a minute?
We can, certainly. Adara actually started to touch on it also. We will be offering that experience for the interdimensional journey come May 23rd through the 28th. And, you know, as Adara mentioned, we're working with that kundalini energy or that sexual energy or that life force energy or that chi energy. And, you know, how I like to discuss it is it is a great surrender to your to our oneness. And so in that surrender, because it's a reconciliation between our little I and our big I, or your personhood and your divinity, it feels amazing because it's almost like your physical body is trying to understand how could we be this infinite when I'm experiencing my perceived illusionary limitation. And then the other aspect that we touched on last week was just, you know, touching on like those 9 levels of orgasm and starting to look at orgasm differently from how we've been conditioned to look at it, where we think, you know, it's just this big blast that you get and it feels so good. And yes, it feels so good. However, it is far more cosmic than we give it credit for. It is our birthright, and it is something that allows us to connect deeper, not only with ourselves, not only with our partners, but with our entire universe.
I say, hallelujah, all of that.
Exactly. All those things.
Yeah, because I did a show not on Sunday about redefining sex and love. Oh, I know, it was on the night of the Super or the Academy Awards, that when the big slap occurred. So my audience was, participation was low because everybody was watching, or not everyone, people were watching the Academy Awards, and maybe for good reason, because watching the drama unfold with Will and Jada was just a live example of why we need to redefine sex and love, because obviously some confusion was displayed in that scene. So, in fact, I had someone post something on Facebook. They're still talking about Jada being toxic. It's something about she's not toxic. She just has a strong personality. Just to kind of close this off, what do you ladies feel about that event that took place spiritually? Because we haven't really talked about that much, but in terms of what can we learn from that event that took place that Sunday, the big slap event?
Well, for me, Nikki Monty, I feel that it was just a big distraction. I feel that even though it brought out some healthy conversation in regards to men and their feelings and toxic relationships, which we all experience, and how more people are bringing it to the forefront, I've noticed that there's a lot of men that are coming out and talking about how women do not allow them the space, or they don't ask for the space to process their emotions or their feelings. But the way that it was brought about, I feel like the conversation went on a little too long. And that's something that's already been starting in communities that are, or amongst people that are living healthy relationships. So when I saw it and my partner saw it, we noticed that you know, it just took, it was like such a distraction, and so many other things were going on in the world at that time while the slap was going on. So we noticed that things, you know, we dig and we look for information. And we both said, wow, this is a really big distraction when people could really be productive, you know, focusing on that, right? And if you're doing your work, it's going to come up anyway. So I don't know in the future what it's going to look like, but me personally, I found it as a distraction because people understand what they're dealing with in their relationships, and we know who we're dealing with, so we're choosing to be in these spaces. So instead of looking at the slap and all of these things, you know, the more healthy thing that could have been looked at is if he knows that this is something that has been transpiring for a while, why didn't he just remove himself? What makes him stay? And that's something that I question myself with because I was in a relationship for a long time, but that was unhealthy. And I chose to be in that situation, but I just feel like the wrong conversations were brought up about it. A lot of men became very angry, and it just created a lot of toxicity amongst some people that I knew. And I just felt that it could have gone a lot different, and it could have been presented in a more healthy fashion, and it was just one big show. How do you win an Oscar after doing that? And then you're banned from every. It just nothing added up to me, so I just found it to be one big distraction. If it does help people, then it helps people. But yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have thoughts on that so we can wrap that up?
Yeah. So I'm kind of a to the point type of person. This is Dara Moselle, and it's just a part of what happens when your heart is broken, right? And if people have more access to the type of things that we're bringing to the interdimensional workshop. Like top stuff, they could heal each other instead of cutting each other down continuously. Like, how long do we have to cut each other down? There's not going to be anything left. At some point, we have to put back into each other, you know? And nobody's putting into each other anymore. Like, that's why we stay here. Like, I need something. I see people cheat because they feel like they're missing something. The men don't get the peace at home because the woman is, you know, loud and whatever, but she's hurt for whatever reason. And if he knew how to heal her, be it through sex, through emotion, through being present, through something, then chances are it would happen far less. And if she was going to feed into him, you know, this is how we heal the community. This is what we need to be teaching our kids. Like, how do we relate to each other? How do we be human? And it's not by continually picking each other apart. Like, that's part of the distraction thing. Somebody's picking down or picking apart Jada. Somebody's picking apart Will. Who's better? Who's right? The men, the women, the da-da-da-da. Like, that's the trick. It's the divisiveness on every level, be it politics, be it gender, be it finances, be it everything. But now it's time, and Spirit is saying it's time to come together. It's time to be cohesive. Like, people's hearts are screaming for it. That's all you saw was Will Smith's heart screaming. That's all this is.
Okay.
In my personal opinion.
Yeah, and that's pretty much representative of what people have been thinking about the whole event is that good, bad, wrong, right, the universe presented us with this drama, and now we're breaking it down to move on and not be distracted anymore is what my hope is. So I think we have another caller, a couple of callers we want to get to. So, L.A., can you open up? I think it's Mama AZ's mic when you're 336. And then we have another caller, 213, I believe, that we want to get to. So go ahead, Mama AZ.
Greetings. Can you hear me, Dr. Z?
Speak up, my dear. Speak up.
I said, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead. How are you?
Oh, I'm grateful. I'm over here at the Dunbar. You know the guy that does the plant, the garden that's over here
yes.
in Tucson?
Yes, yes.
I'm sitting out here sun gazing. Well, the sun is down now and just giving thanks for this time. But I'll tell you about all of that later. The 33rd degree parallel line, the sister, I'm not sure which Nikki it was, but I really would like to have a reasoning with her about that and also the gong. I want to ask her about doing after she gets settled, I want to get her advice about doing something on the 33rd degree parallel line, because that's where I graduated from. It's called Phoenix Union High School. And right across the street is ASU, University now, but right across the street is where my first daughter entered my gate on the 33rd degree parallel line. It's Phoenix, Arizona, Phoenix Union High School on 7th Street in Van Buren. I want to have a reason with her about that.
Okay, I'll pass your number on to her, or unless you want to give it over the air.
I think we did have a reasoning, but give it to her again. Maybe when she slows down, I really want to have a reasoning with her. Thank us. All of this information is just so on point, family. Thank us.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you. Thank us. 213, is your mic open? 213-839. Can you open up her mic, L.A.? Because it's on there twice. I don't know why her number is on there twice.
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. First of all, I want to welcome Adara. Adara, we love your presence on Brother Hank. We be waiting for you to do a download on Brother Hank. Whenever Hank have a show, we be waiting for you.
Thank you so much.
You got millions. You got millions of us out there. Love your energy and your vibe and your love. Thank you both, the Nickies, for your vibration and your energy tonight. And I wanted to say this for all y'all who would love to see something very beautiful and very oneness. If y'all would write down gong, G-O-N-G, gong, if y'all would write that down in your mind or on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all are alchemists, so we will just do a little alchemy in a natural path. Y'all are going to be in Georgia, in the land of the peach. You know, a lot of us see a woman's private yoni as a peach. You know, the beautiful fuzzy, and you open it up on the inside. You know, it got all them beautiful, you know, vibrant colors, pink and red. And so I'll decode gong, and we'll leave it at that. The G is for the G spot, the 7, right? And O-N-G, when you go backwards, it's the no off of gnosis. You know, when you know you're silent, the G is silent. It's gnosis, right? When you know you're silent. So in gong, we have a silent sound, sonic, which I can feel y'all vibration without much words. I know y'all bubbling with a lot of energy. And then you have the sound of the gong. Remember the gong show? The brother used to come across with the gong. If you didn't like your performance, you get gonged off the stage. Will Smith slap. It's kind of like a gong. This shit is over with. You know, it's a rap. You know what I'm saying? But remember, he was in a movie called I Am Legend, and it was a double parable about Bob Marley, which his nickname was Tough Gong. They called Bob Marley the Tough Gong. He was a Pisces.
He's still there.
Where'd you go? 213, where are you?
That gong hit too hard.
Oh my goodness. That was deep though. That was deep. He's been looking at some colors on the inside of women's yonis. That's kind of funny.
He went in on that.
You gotta look at it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? That's part of the touch with orgasm. Don't touch, just look.
Well, you know, the whole key is to, like, increase your sensitivity in the subtle bodies, you know? So I'm sure you've seen people do exercise where they're putting two hands together and pulling them apart and trying to feel the energy field in the hands. So, you know, your whole body has that. So we're dealing with that. And the more so – with tantra, with sensuality in general, the light touching, all of that is through waking up all the little tiny nerve centers that you have. And then your higher body, your emotional body, your mental body, all of those things, and then integrating them back in. So when you have your orgasm, which climax and orgasm, not the same thing, guys, just throwing that out there. But when you have your orgasm, it's from a deeper, more satisfying and continuous level. You know, you're looking for an extended sexual response instead of just that one and done. You kind of vibe going up and going down. Oh, I'm done. All right.
Dang, did they give it a
gold
whistle?
Oh,
LA.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Wow. Sorry, dang, you keep me off the air like that. I was like, dang, I thought I was doing good, y'all.
Well, we got
to get
somebody's mic.
I'm getting
somebody's
mic.
We're over time, so we got one more caller, I think. 323,
oh,
here we go. We're going to try and get before we play our closing. Do you want to open up that up? 323.
Oh, yeah, here we go. 323, your mic is open.
323, I think 408. Did you have a call?
Their mic is open.
Can you guys? Hi, greetings. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I'm sure my mic not open. Greetings. This is Carla. I'm in Cali.
Hi, Carla and Cali. Do you have a comment or
hey,
question?
Just commenting on the big slap. It was distraction, cause, and I sent it to you, Mama V, Dr. V. Some mandates were passed. A whole lot of things were put in place, and many don't know about it because it was too distracted with the other things. For sure, for sure. So just wanted to share that. But, yeah, faker than fake than fake. And plus,
okay.
Some of them have to disappear. And due to being banned, that would give a reason why we don't see some people anymore due to some of the diabolical things that have been occurring. Some not so nice entities, energies, people, them.
Okay, well, thank you, Carla. We're at the end of the show. I'm going to give everybody a chance to have a final word and announce the next interdimensional journey because that's so important that we
thank
all
you.
Try and invest in that. Invest in that and move forward out of the sick care system into the interdimensional spiritual enlightened sovereign system. So whoever wants to go first, closing words, and someone give us the dates on the interdimensional journey coming up in May.
Yeah, so I'll leave that information to Nikki because she's so organized about that. But I wanted to speak on one quick thing with the brother to leave him with some good information. I study Chaldean numerology. The gong, G-O-N-G, if you look at the kanji, which is the Chinese writing, it has 27 strokes, which adds up to a 9. The word gong that we spell in English, G-O-N-G, if you do it in Chaldean numerology, that's a 3, 7, 5, and 3, which adds up to an 18, 9. And if you understand the universal aspects and the number 9, the energy of completion, and spiritual elevation and enlightenment, then you'll understand what the gong actually can do for you as a person, as a physical and spiritual being. And I'll close with that. Thank you.
Wow, big. Yeah, thank you. Go ahead. Nikki, I think, going to give us the dates.
Yes, I'm happy to.
Okay.
I'm enjoying all of this. Coming... So we'll be the next interdimensional journey will be happening Tuesday, May 24th through Saturday, May 28th. This will be in Atlanta, Georgia, and we welcome you. Please make sure you hit bit.ly/sacredjourneytickets. bit.ly/ Sacred Journey Tickets. There you will find everything that we'll be doing. You'll be able to find all the facilitators that will be that will be there. You'll get to also, if you look at each of our bios, you'll find all of our contact information if there's something specific that you want to request or ask. And we will have indigenous medicines. We're going to be doing Kundalini yoga. Our Wednesday will be full because it'll be a full Kundalini bliss ecstatic Wednesday. We're going to be having discussions. The Friday evening we will be doing our sonic alchemy. It's really an amazing really amazing experience, and this will be life changing. So we welcome you.
Okay. Any other final comments before we play our global thank you farewell?
Just thank you for having us.
And,
it's a pleasure.
We're going to have to do this again before the interdimensional workshop, because we want people to be serious about investing in these women and men who are putting this together. Oh, I love you all. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great week. LA is going to play our global farewell, thank you, commercial, whatever. And we'll be in touch. We have a overground railroad that we're creating here tonight. And I got all your phone numbers. I'll send you Mama AZ's number so you can stay in touch with her as well.
We've come to the end of our show today.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom, aho, say, namaste/the-female-solution.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jean Cunyon. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.